Let's invite Raja Krishnamurthy on our phone. He is on the phone on our show. He's the congressman from the 8th Congressional District here in Illinois. Are you a Schaumburg guy? Is that your base, Raja?
It is. Good afternoon, John. I live in Schaumburg.
Welcome back to the show. I appreciate you joining us.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
There's a couple things I want to talk to you about. We'll start with the one that I think is of most interest to you, since you are, I believe, the sponsor of a bill called the Pardon Transparency Act. What's this all about?
Well, you know, our staff researched the issue of pardon powers, because all of a sudden this issue has taken on a new importance in light of the Russia probe. And so what we found is very interesting. One, a pardon can be issued in secret by the president. And two, it can be issued preemptively, meaning that someone can be given a pardon even before they are charged with a crime. And so what my bill does is it essentially does not curtail the pardon power, because that's a constitutionally given power, but it makes sure that any pardon that is issued is disclosed to the public within 72 hours having been done. And so the reason why this becomes important, John, is that, for instance, we just learned that Paul Manafort, the former chairman of the Trump campaign, it has been informed by the FBI, as well as Special Counsel Mueller's team, that he is likely to face an indictment in the very near future. And based on my experience when I was a Special Assistant Attorney General here in Illinois, is that you only disclose that kind of piece of information if you want to try to flip the person or try to get them to cooperate in an ongoing criminal probe. However, if the president has already given this gentleman a pardon, perhaps in secret and obviously preemptively, it would frustrate the probe. It would basically hinder the investigation, and we wouldn't get to the bottom of what's going on.
I've heard it works both ways, though, that if the president pardons somebody, then they can't take the Fifth on the stand, right? Because they can't incriminate themselves because they've been pardoned, but they could still be prosecuted for lying to investigators. So that's a double-edged sword, isn't it?
It is. On the other hand, I think that special counsel needs to be made aware ASAP.
Right. I mean, that would be amazing if you're the special counsel and you don't, if the investigators themselves don't know if this guy is lying with impunity because he's been pardoned. I mean, you would think they would have to know that. But
right.
So are you saying?
And this is it's highly unusual for a president in either party to pardon someone without that becoming public. We all hear about these pardons oftentimes at the end of a presidency, whether it's Barack Obama's presidency or George Bush's presidency.
Bill Clinton's, there were some
Bill
famous
Clinton's.
Ones there, yeah.
Yeah, and what they did is they went through, there's a pardon council and a process where they really examine the cases where someone requests a pardon, and they weigh the equities and decide, you know, what to do. And then they publicize it. Even in the most famous example of a preemptive pardon, namely Gerald Ford's pardon of Richard Nixon, it was publicized. We all knew exactly what happened. Maybe not everybody agreed with it, but everybody knew about it. And what we're entering right now are uncharted waters, because the reason we even began this line of research is because we learned from news reports that the president was examining, you know, the limits of his pardon powers, whether he could do it in secret, whether he could do it preemptively, and perhaps most worrisome, whether he could pardon himself. And so, you know, we wanted to try to bring some more transparency to this issue, regardless of what, you know, who the president is, whether it's a Democrat or a Republican. It really doesn't matter.
And I think a lot of us got that sort of quick education on that when he pardoned Joe Arpaio before he was sentenced, though he was found guilty. So
correct.
My understanding is that the president can pardon anybody but himself. The pardon is applicable to federal crimes, not state crimes. Do you know, is there any history of a president pardoning somebody but it not being made public? You know, maybe we only later found out after the fact. Do we know if a president has ever secretly pardoned somebody?
don't know. At least I don't know. And, you know, the only reason why a pardon would ever come to light is if the person ended up getting charged and then they whipped out their, you know, get out of jail free card. And the problem, I mean, fundamentally, John, the issue that I'm concerned about is, you know, if somebody is given this type of secret preemptive pardon, there's only one reason that the president would do that, in my humble opinion, and that is to try to frustrate an investigation. In other words, to make sure that the investigation goes nowhere, doesn't get to the bottom of the truth, or you know, tries to head it in the wrong direction, and thereby, you know, essentially leading to the situation where the person never gets charged. Nobody gets indicted.
Right, but if I may, Congressman, it would seem to me like if the president pardons somebody, that's an official act. How public, I'm not sure. But you would think if I filed a Freedom of Information request or simply petitioned the federal government, they would have to tell me if the president had pardoned person X. Are you sure that if WGN Radio called and said, hey, did they pardon Paul Manafort, that they wouldn't have to own up to that?
Well, here's the thing. There's all kinds of privileges that they could invoke to frustrate that. You know, there's something called executive privilege. There are other types of privilege that the executive can or the president can invoke to try to shield those types of information from being turned over. And, you know, as I said, we're entering into uncharted territory. We sent a letter to White House Counsel McGahn 2 days ago asking for precisely this information. So we'll keep you posted if we get some information back from him owning up to whether indeed something like that has occurred. We actually made it broad. We said, are you considering a pardon of Mr. Manafort or has a pardon already been issued to him? So let's see how they respond.
And I'm very interested in their answer to that. When you get an answer or a non-answer, let me know what that is. I'll put you back on the radio, okay?
You got it, John. Absolutely.
Rajna Krishnamurthy. Hey, by the way, before I let you go, are you watching the Ken Burns PBS series on Vietnam?
You know what? I haven't seen it yet. I heard today's interview of Ken Burns on the radio, and I desperately want to see portions of the documentary. It's just committing to 18 hours right now in a in my schedule is a little challenging. But just on, you know, I have to say one thing, which is that you know, listening to him talk about it, and I've read other news articles about it. I'm just concerned that we might be repeating certain mistakes in history in our current adventures, especially in Afghanistan. I'm just really
Or on the precipice of doing that in North Korea. And that's why I want you to watch it. Because, by the way, it's not as great as I thought it was going to be, but it's really good. But I'm not asking you to watch it because it's a good TV show the way his baseball documentary was, but because of what you just alluded to. It's such recent and similar history that I think we just need to know that story. I interviewed Ken Burns, too, and my last question to him was, is the president going to watch this? And he said, I hope so. And I said, me too. But I think members of Congress need to watch it, not because, oh, gosh, this is fun, let's sit down and watch TV. It's homework, and I think we all need to do it. At least you need to do it.
I love that reason, and I think I'm going to have to watch it now. I think that it does bother me when we see the rhetoric that came out of the UN where he said he would, quote-unquote, totally destroy North Korea, and then referred to him as a rocket man going on a suicide mission. I think that kind of schoolyard rhetoric is the last thing that we need. We need to tone it down. We need to engage in active but tough diplomacy. And, you know, I was just sorry, one last thing. I noticed that, you know, other leaders and so forth engaged in similar kind of belittling rhetoric toward the president. And it's very jarring because at the end of the day, he is our chief executive and our president, our leader. And, you know, I think we've unfortunately taken a wrong turn in engaging in this type of rhetoric on such a serious issue.
I'm with you on that, Raj. Take some time. Let me know what you hear from the staff there about the pardons, and let me know what you think of the series after you've had a chance to watch a little of it.
You got it, John. Thank you again.
Stay well. Rajna Krishnamurthy represents the 8th Congressional District in Illinois. He's from Schaumburg. It's 151. Okay, so a little while ago we referenced Baby Jessica, which is a reminder of what's going on in Mexico right now, the rescue of a child buried. A few details on that coming up.